tengo.
Give me a second, let me air it out. Click, clack, bang, I'ma clear it out. Givenchy, I'ma wear it out. Phone can't ping, don't compare my route. And call me the GOAT. Price going up, better have my quote. I should be celebrated, let me grab my float. And I stay getting brain from a misty throat. Now, Barbarini, fettuccine on my plate for dinner. Niggas can't see me, I'm Houdini, and it's just a glimmer of what I have in store. Furthermore, ain't no beginner. Who's the dopest of them all? Let me ask my mirror, mirror. Big ego, my ancestors so regal. Rooting for all my people. They try to oppress, but we thread the needle. This a redo. Navigation on a clear view. Stop killing each other, we the same hue. From the same blocks, nigga, from the same stoops. Let me pick up with a flow that could hold you like stick-ups. Beep, beep, a small setback, a hiccup. But now I'm back like a season, summer with the heat, heat, heat. 2020 full of new growth, stay packed with a new flow. Ain't these other niggas you know. They never lead a block and I'm flying out of Heathrow. Oh, here he go, on top like a CEO. Danger, call it Mr. Co and different folks. Don't wanna see you moving up different strokes. Am I visible? Better than any mini miny mo? Here for the gold, C-3PO. Ghost gave me the beat just to hear me gloat. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let me get back to it, right back to it. Came out the flames, going right back through it. Bet this a bop soon as I debut it. Never will I stop, nigga, thought you knew it. If you left my side, you blew it. If you counted me out, you stupid. Clarity, nigga, no confusion. Get back, cause the heat I'm brewing is a, Hadouken. Wait till you hear this whole new shit. Just reloaded my new clip. Feeling inspired, this a pulpit. Church, Sunday service. Can't judge a book by what's on its surface. I'm so quiet, I should make you nervous. Send out a PSA, nigga, this here's urgent. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
This thing on?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah!
Yeah!
We back, baby! What
we
up, though?
Here. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. It's Hollywood and Friends. We here every Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. I go by the name of Hollywood.
And it's your girl, Judy Blue.
Judy! Yo, I was just thinking about this. We really been doing this podcast thing for a minute. Like, before podcasting was, like, the thing, right? Like, now everybody and their mother got podcasts, but we really been at this. Congratulations.
That's
it. The trendsetters now. be sure to follow us on social media at I Am Hollywood. Follow Judy, Instagram, judy.blu. And follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on all platforms. And youtube.com/HamptonBlue. BLU is how you spell blue. What up, though? How you feeling?
I'm good. Now.
Now.
That's it. Now. I'm good now.
Okay.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right, but I'm feeling a little on edge because we're 6 weeks away from the most wonderful time of the year.
Christmas is not 6 weeks away.
My favorite non-holiday is fast approaching. And I don't know what I'm going to be yet. So it's a race against the clock.
Maybe you should ask them to help you out with that.
I should. Might set up like a poll or something because, yeah, it's
it might come up with good ideas because I know I'm all out.
Yeah, I got to. Somebody out there might have some fresh idea for me.
Something you ain't even think about.
Yeah, I might just have to do that. Might just have to do that because Halloween, for those who don't know, Halloween is a big deal. I done kind of put myself in this predicament where people be writing me like weeks before Halloween, like, yo, I can't wait to see what you're going to do this year type shit. And it's like, damn, right. Man, I got all this me, pressure. Like,
I'm not telling you.
Now I got all this pressure on me. I feel like I can't let the people down now.
Yeah. Even so, asking me what you gonna be like. Why are you asking me about that man? Like,
it's hilarious, man. It's crazy. But yeah, so that's happening. So I'm looking forward to it. But we gotta see what's gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, what we do over here on Hollywood and Friends, we get into what's hot in these blogs, what people been talking about for the week, things that had us all in the chokehold for the past 7 days. This week, what's hot in these blogs? Young Jeezy filed for divorce from his wife, Jeannie Ma. Allegedly, I guess, because it hasn't been, like, proven, right? Did we see the papers yet? But it's out there that he filed.
Right.
And it's kind of unexpected. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. Also, the VMAs just happened a few days ago. We're going to recap that, what we thought of the show. And then after the show, things got a little hot between Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty.
And himself.
And because you know Nicki and Cardi, they got their little situation, right? So now the husbands are getting involved, Offset and Nicki's husband. It's a lot. It involves Instagram live videos. It involves people calling DMs. DMs, people calling people pussy and all that. It's a lot. It's a lot happening. We're going to chop it up about it. Also, Erica Mena issued an apology. We spoke about this last week of her calling Spice a blue monkey. She apologized.
Who she apologized to? Spice or the people?
I think the people. I gotta refresh my memory of the apology. I think it was more so the people. Also, Ashton Kutcher resigned from an anti-child sex abuse organization he co-founded after him and his wife, Mila Kunis, were called out for writing character letters on behalf of Danny Matheson. If you're unfamiliar with this situation, Danny Matheson was just convicted and sentenced to, I want to say, like 30 years or something. 30 years to life in prison. Mm. For rape. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher and his wife wrote character letters to the judge. So the people got hold of it and was like, hold on now. Started calling him out, caused him to resign from this organization he co-founded. We're going to get into it a little more. Also, speaking of jail and stuff like that, Tory Lanez was denied bail. He was trying to get bail granted. And the judge said, not today.
Mm.
What else we got?
Why you keep trying to get out? He keep trying to get out.
We got what blows mine a little later. Also, let's kick it off how we always do. Question of the week.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This week's question of the week. If you couldn't have a lot of bedroom intimacy, would you be okay with your partner having a side piece?
So that means if your dick can't get hard.
Right.
Would you be all right?
Or if your vagina can't get wet.
Would you be all right? That's what it's saying.
Basically.
So why don't they just say that? Like,
would you be okay with your partner having a side piece?
That's what old people do.
They partners have side pieces?
Yeah, like when they get mad old. You ain't see that video with the lady? Her side piece came and the grandfather was in the bedroom. And they was like, Grandpa,
that's her
boyfriend.
He's like, he just let it rock at that point. So also another aspect, if your partner is sick, and I don't know if this could be like permanent sick, this could be temporary sick, maybe they're out of commission for a few weeks, few months.
Nah, a few weeks, few months, you should be able to hold on.
Hold out.
I don't want to hear that.
All right, so let's
2 weeks, few months ain't no excuse.
Let's look at it from all aspects. Would you be comfortable though if you couldn't get it in a lot? Would you be comfortable with you? Would you be okay?
No,
with
your person? No, no, no. What type of shit is that?
I feel like if I just absolutely like couldn't do it a lot.
And nigga, it depends, you about to get left.
It depends on what's a lot too. Cause if it's like once a month type shit.
No.
I might be. It depends on
left.
It depends on why I can't.
You're gonna get left. Okay. They gonna leave you.
It depends why. It depends why I can't.
Ain't no depends on shit. No, and no, and no, and no.
No, just straight no.
Nope.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it would depend. It depends why. Like if I'm like, just like, God forbid, like just can't, because I'm like, it just don't work no more, it's broke. But we already in love. We had
your
years
mouth
in.
Work.
Right? Mouth work.
Damn. Your mouth work.
I mean, people have threesomes every day, B, right? Like,
what is it really considered a threesome if your thumb is not working?
Oh, man. I mean,
is it a threesome if your stomach ain't working?
Yeah, you still in the mix. Like you just said, the mouth work, the hands work.
I don't want nobody touching my piece.
So sidebar, would you have a threesome?
I don't even ask.
Oh, it's different because you there, right? What, you don't want to say if you have a threesome or not?
What? How is it a threesome if you can't even come?
No, I'm going based off you said you don't want nobody touching your piece.
Yeah, I'm talking about my person.
Right, that prompted me to ask you, would you have a threesome? Because that's somebody touching
that's
your
different.
Person.
Okay. I'm not even having a threesome with somebody that's my person. Why would I want to do that?
Oh, that's okay.
I do it with somebody that's not my person.
It gotta be somebody that's not.
That I don't really care about.
Okay.
But it's good. That's it. That's all you can get.
Okay. Someone said, assuming your partner is not sick, they'll say there are many ways to be intimate. Explore more with your partner. That's very adult-like. They said, be creative before you want some other chicken wang or some other salad or some salad. That's the, I guess. That's the real adult.
You like, yeah, I guess.
That's the adult version, like explore other ways to be intimate.
If lesbians can find ways.
That's very mature.
If lesbians can find ways, no. No! If lesbians can find ways to be able to do it to each other, we could be more creative too.
This is true. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's all about like feelings, right? And that's why some women could do it with a guy that got a 2-inch dick, because it's
3.5.
It's about the motion and the intimacy of it and the if you're really feeling them type of thing. So I guess.
I ain't sharing my person, bottom line.
All right.
Bottom line.
Let's get into what's hot in these blogs. Let's talk about Young Jeezy. Filed for divorce. Apparently, there is papers out there filed at the Fulton County Superior Court. The filing says the marriage of the parties is irretrievably broken and there is no hope for reconciliation.
Fuck, she do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is, it blew my mind.
What did she do?
Just last week, Jeannie Ma posted this, the most adorable video I've ever seen in my life, probably, of the kid, of her and their child, and they were like praying over dinner or something. And the baby was repeating after Jeannie everything she said, and they were like praising Jeezy for his book that just came out.
Because she know it ain't his fault, that's why.
And this was just last week. And then I woke up the other day to Jeezy found. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? What happened?
That was her way of kissing his ass.
Yikes. That just goes to show you. People look away on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And when them after they hit send on that Instagram post,
they start screaming and shit.
Story.
Get this bitch out of my face. Get this fucking baby out of here.
Take this baby and, like,
and get the fuck out my face now.
Where's the nanny?
Right.
Come get your kid. Cause what? Like, to say it's irretrievably broken, there's no hope for reconciliation. No hope? There's always hope. No hope.
Right. Right.
No hope.
None.
They've been married like 3 days. No hope. That tells me she might have cheated. Right? Because what as a guy, as a man,
because they always what could my wife
do
right
to make me like just because for one
cheated. You said it.
Yeah. Cause like It had to be something where it's like, ain't no coming back from that. Ain't no coming back from that. Ain't got to be. There's only a handful of things.
With guys, it's usually that.
Yeah. And guys, to be honest, don't usually file for divorce. A lot of times,
only the women.
The guy's usually the one doing the messed up things or whatever.
The begging. Like, baby, please. I love you.
So for your mans to go over there, somebody said, did she call him a N-word with the hard E-R?
Could possibly.
That's definitely possible. In the list of top things that could possibly,
possible.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Very possible.
I vote cheating. I vote she went out. She stepped out. Because you seen the post that was just gone, came and went back viral where
he said she liked her.
Dark meat on the side.
On the side.
So dark meat on the side and white meat. That was her core.
I was like, what the fuck did she say? I never heard her say that. This is my first time hearing that.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe she went and got her white meat for the core. But I gotta say, for legal reasons, there are no claims that Jeannie has cheated or that she's racist. She's not made a comment on this news yet, on the divorce news yet.
Of course she hasn't.
So we're just
joking
and guessing what it could possibly be. That will make Jeezy foul because they looked so in love.
Looked
like they so fresh in the marriage. This still borderline like you would think this was like honeymoon phase, right? Like, how long have they been married?
A lot of time, 2 years.
Like that's honeymoon phase.
A lot of times after the baby. Should just be messed up.
Yeah.
You know, like everything be all good. And then when you have the baby, it's like mad chaos, drama. Things change drastically when you have a baby. Can't really do all the things you want to do with your husband after the baby.
Maybe this.
You're not free to do what you was doing before y'all had that baby.
Maybe this falls into our question of the day. Maybe she couldn't get it right in the bedroom, or he couldn't.
Come on now. Come on now. I don't think that's it. Mm. I don't know. I think maybe she just stepped out. Not stepped out, but. Like,
that's the only thing I could have never said. It's either she says something out of pocket or cheated. Those are the only two reasons that me as a man is going to file for divorce and say it's no hope. No hope.
None.
Like this, because there's, you know, there's usually... We've seen people file and then they come back. You know, they might try to work it out to just flat out say there's no hope.
None, right.
In 2 years of marriage? A listener says, some people feel those COVID relationships weren't going to make it. Maybe COVID brought them together and now we are outside.
Nah, we was outside.
We when outside, together, outside. Right? 2 years ago outside. Was COVID years.
COVID but we time. Were still outside. Remember, they not in New York.
Nah. 2021, we was like trinkling back.
2021 niggas was outside.
Nah, not fully.
Especially in Atlanta.
Atlanta,
people
maybe.
Really started coming back outside. When they started getting them checks, and that was way before 20. I don't know if it was 2021, but
yeah, that was.
But they started coming back outside when they started getting them checks.
Someone first said there may be outside. cultural differences, but to say there's no hope, or like, is it just because I want my baby to not eat meat and you want her to eat meat, like that can't, or like you want her to like. Be a certain way and I'll like no hope. That no hope is I'm stuck with me. Irretrievably broken and no hope.
Irretrievably broken and no hope.
Yeah. And I mean the cultures they definitely could play a factor. Because I know like in some cultures they're more strict.
You probably started doing stuff that he couldn't cope with after a while. You know? Yeah. Like taking her face off.
Damn. Yo, somebody said that's what happens when you hurry up and buy.
I know. I saw that.
A week. Now
they did kind of rush it though. I even gonna hold hilarious. They did kind of rush it though. They wasn't together for that long, was they? Before
nah.
they got married?
Nah. But peep, real quick, before we move on to what else is hot in these blogs, she was like famously known for saying she didn't want kids for like when she was married to her other husband.
Right.
And then she just got with Jeezy. And then she was pregnant. So that right there was enough for me to say like, oh yeah, they in love. Like she done broke her rule and, you know, type thing. Like, it's the one. And now look.
Did you see that little clip where she was asking the fortune teller? If that was her last marriage,
nah.
Will she get married again? And he wouldn't say nothing. He wouldn't say.
He didn't say.
He wouldn't answer. He wouldn't answer.
Wow. So he knew.
He knew. He would not answer, honey.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, are they The Real, is The Real still on or The Real is canceled?
No, The Real been canceled.
Oh, it's canceled. So I was going to say maybe they'll talk about it on the show. So I guess one day soon, she's going to release a statement probably.
She's going to say something. Because yeah. There's too much being said about they're showing that clip too much.
Did he say anything? Has he posted anything since filing? No?
No, nobody didn't say nothing. Not him, no her.
Damn. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to hearing why. Because
I don't think he's going to say anything. If anybody's going to say something, it's going to be her.
It depends. And it depends what she say.
No, I think it's just going
to that will hard. Cause him to maybe respond.
I don't think he's going to say anything.
Jeez. Have they gotten to the point of deleting each other off their Instagrams yet? Last I checked, that baby video was still there.
I ain't followed them one time, so.
I don't follow them either, but I searched her page after I heard of this. Like, wait, hold on. Let me see what's going on over here.
But real quick, he didn't say anything, but some people... You know how the internet is. They speculate because I was trying to put it in the chat, but he did put up a post maybe 3 days ago and he said, too focused on who I'm becoming to focus on who's not coming with me. So some people look at that like he was trying to say like she ain't coming with him or something, you know. I have no idea, but that's what people are reading on.
I mean, that could reading into that could mean he wanted more of something, maybe like he wanted to like move a certain and she probably was like nah. And so he like all right
bye with that pretty little baby.
Yeah, she's a dog.
Somebody said I bet you her mother had a lot to do with it.
We'll see what happens with this. More posts to come. Let's move on. VMAs happened.
Oh boy.
Earlier I was surprised to learn that you actually watched. Because you don't ever watch.
I only watched because my mother was watching.
So, what did you think of what you saw?
What? Just ask me a question.
All right.
Like, ask me.
I was going to say overall the whole show, but I don't think you watched it from like start to finish.
I sure didn't.
So that's why you
gotta
move it. Phrased it.
You gotta move slowly. You can't just sit there and watch those things.
So, what did you think of Nicki Minaj's performance? Did you see it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
Only one of them. I just knew.
What?
I knew it.
I knew
she wasn't gonna do shit. I'm just standing there.
Okay.
I said that. I said, watch
what did you think?
She's just going to stand there.
What did you think of the second song she did, the preview song from Pink Friday 2?
Oh, that's what I saw. I ain't seen nothing else.
Oh, because she performed that new song, that pop song she got out right now where she's like singing. And then afterwards, she did this rap song. That
talking about Back to Back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where she did the
preview. What do I think about the song?
Yeah.
I guess.
Because she was talking real spicy about people. And we could speculate who she's talking about.
Right. But, you know, whatever. You know, she came on when she first came on stage and she was talking about how, you know, they was worried about what she was going to say. We already knew what she was talking about when she said that.
Yeah.
So that Miley was good and
yeah,
the people who she don't get along with now.
Yeah.
So I just was like, this is so childish and corny.
I was like, okay, this how we starting? This how we, because everybody was the whole internet, since it was announced that Cardi B and Megan was performing, people was wondering like, oh shit, Nicki's hosting, like what's gonna be, how it's gonna be, yada yada. So apparently,
right, I'm like, how Cardi and Megan gonna go in like that when they perform it, and she just don't fucking stand there? I was like, because they knew she was hosting, they was like, uh-uh, bitch, we gotta do this. We gotta do the damn thing. I wonder if she even watched.
I'm trying to think if I would. Like, if I was fine, if I like somebody, I probably wouldn't watch.
That's why I'm wondering.
I probably wouldn't watch. Even secretly, I wouldn't watch.
Not secretly.
Even on YouTube the next day, I probably wouldn't watch.
That's why I'll be wondering, like, do they be watching their nemesis perform?
I wouldn't. Personally, I wouldn't.
Everybody's not like you. Some people just be watching like, uh-uh. Just a critique.
Just a critique, right? Like, oh, she messed anything up.
Anything that person do, they're not going to like it anyway, so.
Yeah.
Right? They're not going to like it.
What did you think of Cardi and Meg's performance?
Come on now. You know they killed that shit.
Yeah.
So, jumping all over the stage. And then this bitch want to stand. She want to stand in one spot with wearing a black blood clot.
Oh, what? Black what?
Blood clot.
One thing I did notice, though, I don't know if I could confirm it, but did she have on UGG? It looked like Nicki Minaj had on UGG slippers.
Yeah,
it did. My mom playing tricks on me, she had on UGG slippers.
Nah, it did look like it. Like, what are you?
She's like, shit, I'm home. Like, I'm comfortable.
She said, I'm Nicki Minaj. I could do that. But, you know, I like both of them, so it's not like I'm being biased or anything like that, because I do like both of them. But she could have did something, you know? You could have did something.
I guess that first song that she performed doesn't really call for nothing.
Right? Neither like, one of them, but then
it don't call for, like, choreography. It'll
call for something if you choose a song that calls for something. What the hell?
I mean, that's her first single.
Whatever. All right, moving on.
What did you think about Diddy's performance?
I liked it. I liked that he tried to have most of his kids in it.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised to see the twins up there. I was like, okay, come on.
Yeah. On beat this time.
This time, they performed before?
They was, remember they was doing a cheerleader joint.
Oh, okay.
There's cheerleaders and they was gassing them up. And some people was like, uh-uh, no. You know, he was screaming at their asses. So they got it right.
What did you think about Doja Cat's performance?
How'd her to take with the red.
All
you
the,
talking about the red?
The whole shit.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
What did you watch? She only had like 4 minutes on stage, probably.
No, but I only watched two. I saw the girls with the red on. They had the red.
So she performed three songs. She started in the audience and she worked her way up to the stage. And the girls was with her the whole time. The ones with the red blood paint all over them. They was with her from the beginning. Overall, I thought it was a cool performance, all demons aside. I thought it was like how when she was rapping, they were like mimicking her moves behind her. So I thought that aspect was cool. And it kind of went into like it was kind of like, dang, what's the word I'm looking for? She was like playing like a role, like a character, like she was like a secretary or something.
Yeah.
Like a good girl type thing. And then the demons was with her type shit, I guess. I thought she was going to come out of that secretary outfit, though, at some point.
I thought she was going to take her wig off.
Why the wig?
Because she bald-headed.
Okay.
Bald-headed all day, every day. Then when you get off stage, you want to put a wig on.
You thought she was going to rip it off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Overall, I thought it was a pretty, like, story-wise, I thought it was a cool performance. And they had the paper.
It's dope. She's, her creative is dope.
They had the papers flying all over, like an office building. It was pretty cool.
Just been bugging.
Yeah, I don't know. Lately, I don't know what's going on, but I guess it's all to play into this to the theme of the album or something. I don't know, but
maybe it's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. So it's been said that this is like a rap album, and based on the first couple singles, I guess it is, because they mostly rap. So we'll see what happens. Her album actually drops next week. Who else? So while Diddy was performing, I was saying, like, it would be dope. They should have had a 50th anniversary of hip hop tribute. And a friend of mine was like, well, Diddy is hip hop. I mean, Diddy, not in that way, but just like he is the tribute, I guess. Right. I was like, well, I guess he was kind of running through the songs. I was like, so I guess this is probably it. Right. But then they actually did have a 50th anniversary tribute later on at the end of the show. And they brought out LL Cool J. They brought out DMC from Run DMC. Who else they brought out? Nicki came back out. Lil Wayne.
I ain't see none of that.
What's the group name? Flash Furious Five? Who was it?
I don't know, but it sounds just about right.
Like, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now with the group name. But yeah, they all came out and they did like this tribute to hip hop. It was decent. They could have had more people, but I guess
maybe it was a last minute thing.
Yeah, possibly. I was hyped for LL though, because LL was one of the goats. But yeah, what else? Overall, I think the award show was pretty good. It seemed very black this year. A lot of the performances. It was overall not a bad show. I wasn't bored.
Well, thank God for that.
Right.
Because who are you?
What I heard though, SZA, her manager pulled out of her performing at the VMAs. Because the VMAs, what's the word I'm looking for? Snubbed her for Artist of the Year.
So basically, if they don't win, then they don't even want to show.
Well, not even that she didn't win, that she wasn't nominated. And he feels she should have been. And I feel she should have been too, because SZA had one of the biggest years ever for any artist, not even of her career, last year. Like, she broke so many records. How do y'all not nominate her for Artist of the Year?
So what happened?
But y'all want her to come in there and perform.
So what happened?
Why she wasn't nominated or what?
Yeah.
I don't know. They violated. That's all I could say. And that's why I'm not faulting the manager for pulling her out for saying, nah, you're not performing. Y'all want me to come up here and sweat on this stage and y'all couldn't even give me my props? Like,
what?
SZA had the biggest year last year.
So who won that award?
I don't remember any awards who won.
Did they even say, right?
For which one?
For any,
yeah, they gave out awards. I just don't remember.
Nicki was nominated for, and I was like, they probably gonna give it to her because she the host.
Yeah, Nicki got all of the ones she was nominated for, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did they show her in the audience?
Who?
Did they show her husband in the audience?
Nah. They didn't. I guess what? He was busy backstage making the videos that we're about to talk about. Oh, they didn't show him in the audience at all.
Mm.
But speaking of, he was in the blogs this week for they were apparently on a stakeout looking for Offset at some point. Nicki Minaj's husband, some other guy, I don't know who he is. He posted a he posted a video with Nicki's husband backstage, and Nicki's husband, they were just talking. They talk about like, yeah, we in here, we outside, we in the building, blah blah blah. And Nicki Minaj's husband said, "Waiting for one of you niggas to act stupid," something like that. He said, and I don't know if anything else was said, but Cardi apparently responded to that, then Offset responded to that, and then it was a whole big DM conversation between Offset and that guy. To fast forward, today was on Instagram Live outside. I don't know where they were, but they were, I don't know if Offset was supposed to be in this building or something, but they was recording the building and saying like, yo, we out here, we outside, Offset, where you at? Stuff like that. And a lot of people felt it was corny. Like, what's up? So
mad corny, not just corny, but mad corny.
So Offset was calling them out like, y'all 40 plus years old outside, talk about XYZ. Yeah, I don't know. It definitely wasn't a good look.
I'm about to get on a jet. And he was laughing.
Yeah, he was laughing. He was hopping off the jet, on the jet. And they, I don't know. Hopefully this don't go to nowhere crazy.
Because that would be such a shame how female drama and beef turn into men, some men drama and beef.
Yeah. And that's basically what Offset was saying in the DMs to the guy. Like, y'all speaking on female situations, yada, yada. And I feel like it was only a matter of time. I feel like even Nicki hinted at this in her songs, like, I married a shooter just in case y'all, anybody try something and stuff like that. So like,
I think that's the only reason why she married him.
I feel like it was inevitable at some point for them to bump heads. So it was like a give me a reason. But I don't know, since majority of the people is looking at this like, y'all look corny and trash for this, I wonder if that would sway it, like, because y'all not, it's not looking good, and it's going to fall back on Nicki, too, if anything happens. So, I don't know.
That's exactly what it's looking like. It's falling back on her.
Would you like tell your husband like chill, like
don't even
address that?
Of course, but we know she probably didn't. So who knows? She probably mad at him, or maybe she not. Who knows?
I don't know. I feel like this one of those things where the public perception probably sways it. The fact that many people are saying it's corny and they looking bad out here may make her feel away, I'm thinking. Versus if everybody was like, oh, he called them out, da da da. Like, you know, I feel like it's one of those situations.
I don't know, because it's kind of, Because why did Offset DM him?
Apparently, the guy, the one who you referred to as the bum, not Nikki's husband, the other guy, he said that he think Offset responded because of Nikki's husband saying, waiting for one of you niggas to act stupid. He said he think he took that to heart or whatever, and that's when he DM'd him. But I don't know.
Because when he said one of these niggas to act stupid, he could have been talking about anybody. But what he said, why he keep saying in the DMs, oh, your man got clapped or whatever, your man got killed, y'all not looking for them niggas.
Yeah. Yeah, he's talking about
I know, but why he keep saying that?
I mean, that's all he could think of, I guess.
Not that's all he could think of.
I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. Hopefully it stays here on the internet. And
well, we was hoping to stay there on the internet with Mika Safari, and he got he caught up with him eventually.
Honestly, I don't even remember that.
He was chasing around the car.
Wow.
They both wound up at an event. I think it was a Diddy event.
It's a small world, right? It's an even smaller industry, and they're bound to be in the same place at the same time at some point or another.
I don't think Nicki went in the no circles that Cardi went, or vice versa.
I mean, when it comes to major industry events.
Like this?
I think it's possible.
But they're going to make sure they, something like the VMA, they probably made sure that there wasn't no VMA each other.
Thanks.
What's next?
Somebody said all Offset got to do is go stand next to a school. Wow.
Basically.
The internet is some of the biggest comedians.
Undefeated.
All right, let's move on. What else you talk about? Erica Mena apologized for calling Spice a blue monkey. And she posted on her Instagram, the statement reads, I deeply regret my insensitive comment and want to humbly apologize to anybody I hurt or offended by my thoughtlessness. My choice of words was wrong and I take full responsibility for what I said. I'm committed to listening to the voices of those affected and will work towards making amends. As a woman of color and the mother of two Black children, I want to make it clear that my use of that word was not in any way racially driven. That said, I do understand the gravity of what I said and want to use my platform to promote inclusivity and equality. What do you think?
Bullshit.
A bullshit? That made me think of that meme, that little kid in the car. Yeah. He's like, a bullshit. That's what you think?
Bullshit.
I think it definitely was a crafted response, like from like a publicist or something. That's how it read. You asked earlier, did she apologize to Spice or to the public? And she said to anybody I heard or offended. So I guess that's all of the above.
No, she would have said, I apologize to Spice and any other person that I've seen. That's what she could have said, right?
I mean, she, another part that stood out to me was when she said that word was not in any way racially driven. I feel like it had to be, because like we said last week, that's not a word we just toss out when we're arguing with people, so. I don't know.
How the fuck is not?
And given the history of it, like, just don't do it. Do you think this is gonna work? Do this work? Does this help her get back on the shows that she got canceled from?
No.
That's the thing about these apologies after things, because it's like, how do you determine the sincerity of it? And is it enough?
It's not.
One would wonder. I don't know.
Thanks, but no thanks.
It's always tricky. Tricky situation.
Thanks, but no thanks, right?
Especially after where it's like days pass and type thing, and then you, I don't know.
Maybe she has to talk to her lawyers.
It makes it comes off, makes it come off as insincere.
Yeah, no.
Well,
I wonder if she's gonna go back to Safari. But now she needs a check.
Yikes. Speaking of apologies, Ashton Kutcher just issued an apology. So his co-star from that show, That 70s Show, you remember that show? Danny Matheson was just convicted and sentenced to 30 years in life in prison on two counts of rape. He was charged with three counts, but apparently they couldn't come to an agreement on the third one. So he was convicted of two counts of rape back in May of this year. And he was just sentenced to 30 years in life in prison, yeah. 15 years for each charge.
Damn.
Yeah. So Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, who are married, wrote letters, character letters to the judge on behalf of Danny, saying things like that he's not, the person they know is not, you know, he's their hero and stuff like that. Just like, you know, making it sound good, feel good. So the judge could have some leniency towards Danny for the sentencing. It's not uncommon, right, for people to write character letters to judges when things like this happen, but it's tricky when you're a public figure and it's a case like this involving rape. So once it was brought to light that Ashton and Mila wrote these letters, the victims, one of the victims in particular I could speak of, called them out on it. The internet called them out on it. One of the accusers wrote, "Dear Ashton, I know the secrets your quote-unquote role model keeps for you. Ones that will end you. Did you forget I was there? You were on speakerphone that night. You called Danny on February 21st, 2021. I heard everything. I heard the plan. In my opinion, you're just as sick as your mentor." Because he called Danny his mentor in his character letter. Mm. And she spoke out about Mila too. She said, "Dear Mila, I pray you begin to process what you experienced as a child on that set. Your old interviews are very telling." She said she encouraged everybody to go watch the old interviews before they're scrubbed from the internet. She said, "I also know what happened in Toronto and after." She said, "Question, if that's what you view as a normal relationship with the quote unquote big brother figure, then I feel very sad for you. And I hope you consider getting into therapy."
Oh, he must have did something to her too.
She said, "You all must forget I was there the whole time those first 5 years of That 70s Show. I remember everything." And then these clips started surfacing of Ashton and Mila when they were promoting That 70s Show. When it first came out, Ashton said he was 19. Mila Kunis was 14. And they had to have kissing scenes and things like that on that show.
Oh.
Despite the age gap. And Mila spoke about Danny making a bet with Ashton, I think it was for like $10 or $20, to tongue kiss Mila during the scene. And not just do the movie, TV show kiss.
Right.
He made the bet, and Ashton said he took him up on the bet. Mila says he didn't. Mila says his tongue never went in her mouth. She says she blocked it or whatever, but Ashton was standing by it. This is back then. Even as cringy as that is, he was like, they were on the Rosie O'Donnell show, and he were basically saying, like, no, I did it. I did it. I did it, like, type shit. It's like, that's something you want to brag about? Like, but anyway, all these clips are now resurfacing since these character letters come out. There's also another video of Ashton Kutcher speaking on Hillary Duff and saying how she's one of the girls that we're all waiting to turn 18, he said. Along with the Olsen twins, he said. it's a lot. So anyway, now that all of this has come out, Ashton Kutcher and Mila has apologized for writing these letters. And Ashton has also stepped down from the organization that he co-founded. It's an anti-child sex abuse organization that he co-founded. So I want to play the apology that him and Mila posted on their Instagrams.
We are aware of the pain that has been caused by the character letters that we wrote on behalf of Danny Masterson.
We support victims. We have done this historically through our work and will continue to do so in the future.
A couple months ago, Danny's family reached out to us and they asked us to write character letters to represent the person that we knew for 25 years so that the judge could take that into full consideration relative to the sentencing.
The letters were not written to question the legitimacy of the judicial system or the validity of the jury's ruling.
They were intended for the judge to read and not to undermine the testimony of the victims or re-traumatize them in any way. We would never want to do that. And we're sorry if that has taken place.
Our heart goes out to every single person who's ever been a victim of sexual assault, sexual abuse, or rape.
That is the apology that Ashton and Mila released. What you think of them, this whole thing, them writing the character letters to the judge and the apology?
Baby, that's why it's hard to write a letter of character for somebody who's going to court or being accused of something, because they're not going to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? No. I feel like for me, I would have to know, like, if they really did it or not before I do something like that. Because now y'all looking crazy and y'all looking stupid. You are a public figure. So right. People gonna react to if that person is guilty or not.
Right. What do you think of the apology?
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
It's like with stuff like that, like, are you apologizing because you sincerely you know you were wrong, or are you apologizing because you got caught?
Yeah. Yeah, because similar to the Tory Lanez situation, when all of the people who wrote character letters for Tory, it came out that was like Iggy Azalea and Mario and a few other people, and people was like going in on them, and they weren't aware that these letters would be made public. And I guess similar to Ashton and Mila, like,
right,
they probably didn't think that these would get out. But it's 2023 in the internet world where nothing's kept behind closed doors these days. So I don't know if they're normally public information or if people just leaking them or what, but.
Especially when it's a celebrity. It's
right.
Bound to get leaked.
Yeah, definitely. So it's weird. It's tricky. Cause on one hand, I'm trying to think, like, if I had a friend who was like caught up in stuff like that, would I write a character letter? And I probably would, but I don't know. It's like, it doesn't, I don't know. It depends.
I think you would have to clarify that while you're not sure that this person is guilty of innocent, right? For you, You know what I'm saying? This is what the person has been to me.
I honestly think that's the angle these letters come from when they're right. written. I feel that's where they the angle they come from. Like I know this person as XYZ type of thing. I don't know if they're saying in these letters, he ain't do it. According to their apology, that's not what they intended. So they probably didn't say that. That would be a different story if you're like, these hoes lying. Like, he ain't do it. But if you're just saying, I know him as XYZ, he's the godfather of my kids, he's a stand-up guy, like type of shit, then it's like, I understand it. As a friend, I would probably do the same shit, honestly.
Right.
You know? But yeah, it's tricky. As far as the apology,
the situation blind. Right.
As far as the apology, it definitely was very rehearsed, and it was like they was doing a song and dance. Like he would say two lines, then she would sing two lines,
right?
And then
yeah, sure was
go around and do the whole
bullshit. They was practicing in the bed. They practiced it before bed every night. That's his wife, right?
Yeah.
Right. So he married the 14-year-old.
Basically,
right?
Basically.
Okay. That says something. That says a lot.
So he resigned now from this organization called Thorn. He wrote in another letter addressing the board members, he said, victims of sexual abuse has been historically silenced, and the character statement I submitted is yet another painful instance of questioning victims who are brave enough to share their experiences. After my wife and I spent several days of listening, personal reflection, learning, and conversations with survivors and the employees and leadership at Thorn, I have determined the responsible thing for me to do is to resign as chairman of the board, effective immediately. I cannot allow my error in judgment to distract from my efforts and the children we serve. And Mila Kunis was also a part of the organization. She stepped down as well as observer on the board. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Especially when you got your own funny business going on. When these clips could come out of you being 19 and she 14 and you bragging about putting your tongue out of my mouth.
Tongue kissing her.
It's like, yikes. And it was another clip where she was sitting on his lap. And I'm sure she wasn't of age yet, because that 70s show was only, it was still early on at that point. So, yeah. Situations like that, it's probably best you just mind your business.
And then you marry her. So we already know what you was feeling.
Right.
For that young girl. Right?
Right. Right, right, anyway. Right. Anyway. Last but not least, speaking of jail and stuff, Tory Lanez motion was denied. He was trying to get bail granted, and the judge said, nah. He was denied bail. What do you think?
As he should be.
Denied.
You're guilty. You try to shoot this girl. Because I still don't say he shot. I still ain't say he shot. I just felt like the fragment down her foot.
Right. Shot at.
But he still shot at her with the intention of, I don't know, shooting her or maybe not. You could have killed this girl. Had the bullet with a ricochet hit something and could have hit her in the head. That was reckless.
Definitely reckless.
You shot at her. So.
And it was the lady, you probably seen her around when all of this, the trial and stuff was going on. Her name is Megan Kunif. She was the one in the courtroom, and she would tweet out like a play-by-play of what was going on in the court. So she was in the building again during this bail hearing when it was denied. And she's alleging that Tory Lanez called her a googly-eyed bitch as he was leaving
Damn.
The court.
Mm-mm-mm. Like, what I do? Now how I get in this?
Right? Like, because I was like, why her? Like, if I remember from what I've seen, I didn't see her like be biased in any way in her reporting, unless I missed something. It seemed like she just did play by play of what exactly, whoever said what, she would tweet it. If he said something, she tweeted it. If someone said something, she tweeted. But he, for some reason, apparently, well, she says she was trying to get the transcripts to confirm, because I don't even think she heard it correctly. But she said he called her googly eye. Called her out. Yeah.
Googly eye.
And to paint the picture of what Megan looks like, she kind of remind me of the character from Scooby-Doo, Velma.
Yeah.
She got that bob haircut with the glasses. And yeah.
This is crazy.
Like, what? Why am I in it?
What? Like, how I get in it? I wasn't even in the car.
So she tweeted, she said, I didn't hear it, but I'm still working to see if transcript has it. But I've confirmed Tory Lanez chose to use his final courtroom moments to profanely insult me, calling me a googly-eyed bitch as he looked at gallery. Conflicting reports on whether he named me a fitting in. So I'm like, was she the only googly-eyed person in the gallery? Like, because...
And why her? Why he had to be talking to you, though?
They say a hit dog. They say a hit dog will holler, right? Is that the saying? If the shoe fits, no. Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody must have called her that before, because how you know he was talking to you?
Right. He ain't say no names, if he said it at all. I listen to said protect black women. That part.
Mm-mm.
It's funny that her name is Megan too. She spells it differently though.
That's probably why she hates he hates her now. What? Wow, this is dope.
So how about she's online. She's outside. She on the post. The Shade Room posted about her saying Tory called her that. She commented on the post. She said, thanks for the shout out, Shade Room, to all the roomies acting like giddy seventh graders over such a clever burn. All I have to say is, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me.
What? All right now. All right now.
That was so trash.
Right.
Yikes. They pinned her comment.
Crazy.
Remember that? Sticks and stones. They used to teach us that in elementary school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks and stones sticks may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. All right, that concludes what's hot in these blogs.
I sent you something.
Oh,
breaking
I want to say
it's breaking news.
RIP though to Irish from 702. She passed away.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I used to think she was one of the baddest back in their prime. Irish. She was super pretty. But yeah, there's no word on the cause of her death or anything like that, but it's ironic because she has a twin sister who passed away in 2007, I think it was.
That's wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had a twin.
Wait, maybe that's why I said that. Like, that did cross my mind too. I think that did. Because in my head, I'm like, didn't they say this before? Before they did the reality show?
Yeah, way before.
Right.
The twin died in 2007 of kidney failure. She was 27.
They was talking about it, right? Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say they was talking about it on the show.
Right.
I don't see this breaking news you talk about.
How you don't see it? It's everywhere.
Oh.
It's everywhere.
Oh.
Damn, another one.
Wait.
Mm-hmm, another one.
So, apparently, Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert have separated now?
Yeah. Another
this,
one.
What? This just in. Damn. So there was been reports the past couple days about something about Iman cheating allegedly, and I thought it was just like nothing, because apparently Teyana had defended the allegations or whatever, and apparently now they have separated. Teyana posted on her Instagram, because I guess the internet started internetting. And she said, I, how you say it? Because I always feel like I said it wrong.
Yeah.
She said, not too much on my bestie. In all fairness, Iman and I are separated and have been for a while. Wow. She said, to be 1,000% clear, infidelity ain't one of the reasons for our departure. We are still the best of friends, great business partners, and are one hell of a team when it comes to co-parenting our two beautiful children. Most importantly, we are a family, and in the 10 years together, 7 years married, we ain't ever played with or about that. We just keep your asses out of the group chat, LOL, which is the reason we've been able to successfully and peacefully separate without all of the outside noise. The only reason I'm even sharing this part of the chat is because the narratives are getting a little out of hand and it's unfair to all parties involved. I hope this provides some clarity for y'all. Okay, Auntie, taking y'all back out the chat. Bye. Wow. What do you think?
That's shocking. Because I didn't, you know, I would have thought they would be together forever the way they was acting like they were so in love.
Yeah.
But if anything, I would have expected it more. Yeah, if anything, I would have expected it more like when they was doing like the reality shows, not now. Because you know that reality show shit always, you know, make people break up.
Yeah. Wow. I'm surprised. But that puts into perspective. I don't know if people may have seen him out with someone or something or whatever, but
now she gotta say something.
Yeah, she's like, they've been separated apparently for a while. Now they didn't say what Jeezy said, irretrievably broken or no hope for reconciliation. So separated gives hope that, hey, you never know. I'm just saying.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it just ain't in the cards. Because they definitely seem like a good fit. Even despite, I can't even be like, oh, they look like they were so in love. Aside from that, they look like best friends. Like she just said in her comment, a bestie. They really look like they meshed well together. So that's the part that's like, yikes. But apparently they still friends. So I don't know. Maybe they just had other feelings come into play.
Mm-mm-mm. Not one. Look, what they said, not something I had in my bingo card for this year.
Damn, Jeezy and this girl, and now.
Man, nobody don't care about Jeezy.
But also,
this is the one right here.
This is the one right here. But also, separated doesn't mean divorce yet, right? Because people are a lot of times people could be married and they separate, and you know, they see what happens. I don't know. They probably see other people or whatever, or just take a break, but they still legally married. So she used the word separated. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But she said, I don't know for how long. I wonder for how long. Because I ain't expect that. Because when they were saying that he cheated, I was like, what did I miss?
Right. Me too. But apparently, he didn't cheat.
He must have been seen with right somebody. Yeah. And now everybody like, oh, he cheated.
All right. We'll see what happens. Maybe there's hope for them to come back. But at the end of the day, even if you don't work out in general as a marriage, if you as long as you can remain cool, which it seems like they are, that's all that matters. Because they're going to still have the best co-parenting relationship for the kids. So
I don't know how to go from that much love to that and maintain being friends. I understand, because it just seems so fake. And I'm not saying to us, I'm just saying, like, I would feel like the nigga being mad fake or she being mad fake to me, whatever. Because if you can't stay together, I don't know. I guess that's the level of maturity and not overthinking. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Saying it's still your bestie, because if it's your bestie, you wouldn't have to lead to a separation.
Yeah.
So y'all obviously felt like it's not reconcilable. Right? Or reconcilable. Y'all, that's how y'all, if you feel like you need to get separated, the fuck?
I mean, sometimes you just gotta take a step back for a second.
Ain't no taking a step back for a second. Ain't none of that. We married. Ain't no taking a step back.
You with me, you stuck with me.
Talking about step back. The hell? Ain't no steps back. You better go in the other room.
Right, right. I don't know. I respect it though when people can you know, just be honest with yourself and just realize it's just
saying it.
Yeah, it's probably better if we just
move on, separate.
Move on and stay friends while we still like each other.
Right.
So well, that concludes what's hot in these blogs. Let's get ready to get into what blows mine. It's the part of the show we say we get under our skin, we irks our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bruh, really? Judy Blue, got anything?
Yeah. What blows mine is everybody breaking up. Like, what's going on? Is love real or not? Is it real or not? Because y'all be so fucking in love and then be breaking up. Like, I'm invested in this relationship too. Is it real or not? Y'all ain't talk to us first. You felt like it was just all right to break up without consulting and us. The hell? Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean... what was I about to say? I lost my train of thought.
Nothing. Nah, if you was to get in that fast. What was I saying? Absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Because it's been a lot of separations this year alone.
Right.
Like,
what's going on?
Something in the water.
That was definitely in the water.
Someone said, like Lauren London said, most relationships are ego-driven and are not real, hence why she at moments is not thinking of dating again after Nipsey.
Wow. That's fair to say.
I just think when it works, it works, and sometimes it don't. And I don't know. I think some people it takes longer for you to realize. People probably just, you know, deal with.
Some people be in denial.
That part, that's probably a factor in a lot of the situations.
It is a factor.
Where they just.
Hoping it could work out.
You know, you just put stuff to the side. You have hope. Unlike Jeezy with the no hope, keep going back.
Ain't no hope, ain't none of that.
Jeezy said, no hope.
Ain't none of that. I ain't going back.
Miss Tina Knowles and her husband, Hugh Jackman, his wife, 27 years. Someone said entertainers should not be the model, to be honest. They have a different lifestyle. A gypsy lifestyle as well, and a lot of pressure. Regular people divorce too, but not as often as celebs. I feel like it's probably like even. I feel like the stats are probably the same. It's just that because they are
because they are celebs, they're in our face, so we see it more. Like, it makes it seem like it's more frequent or whatever, because,
you know. But they be acting like they be so in love. And maybe they really are, but don't do this. Like, don't break up.
This is just the prime example that celebrities are regular people.
People. Just like us. I think I'll be wanting to know why. What's going on that y'all can't fix this?
It's the same as what goes on when you can't fix yours with Joe. I'm down the block. It's the same.
I don't have to go down the block either.
It's the same. They got the same problems we all have. I guess we hold them to a higher, like, standard or pedestal or something. Like, you got the same issues.
You gonna wait till you have kids to break up?
Climb the toilet seat down the same way Joe ain't.
But you gonna wait till you have two kids to break up?
The same way Joe ain't.
Hey. I ain't never do that. Well, I did it one time, but I'm gonna say I ain't never do that. No, I did it one time. It's just shocking. Yeah, that blows my mind.
Yeah. Hey, who's next? We got three more.
Right? For real, because who is really next? Seriously.
Somebody right now in their bedroom. Contemplating in their mansion,
right?
Yeah, like I'm right now.
Oh, word, Tiana and Iman too. Yeah, I'm definitely leaving this bitch. leaving this nigga alone.
According to statistics, apparently Hollywood's divorce rate is 2 times higher than the norm.
That's wild. I didn't really care to know that, but damn.
Ah! 2 times. Hey. I mean, yours? Oh, all right. What blows mine? Yo, you know what blows mine? People who don't cover their mouth when they cough. Mm-hmm. And you were grown ass adult. I was just in a supermarket a few before we came on air. And this man, he had to be like a good 65. And he's just
too old.
Like, you know how you try to cough, but like you try to hold your lips shut so that the mm-hmm. cough won't escape. And then mm-hmm. at some point you just let it go. And he's like, and I'm just like,
what?
Really?
like what?
We learn to cover our mouths. That's one of the first gestures we learn. Damn, and like Head Start, pre-K, like right. That's a part of the, like, what? And mind you, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but there's another person I know that does something very similar. And I think they have the same culture. And I don't know, like, do they not teach that in Mexico or something? Shit. I really was wondering that because, like, why? Why?
Why?
Maybe they don't. Maybe that's not a thing to cover your mouth when you cough. Maybe it's an American thing. And maybe some of them just.
We just had a preview of what to do during COVID.
You would think.
Meaning, COVID. We went over the lessons all over again. How to cover your mouth when you sneeze, when you cough. So even if he missed that day in kindergarten where they was teaching you how to wash your hands and cover your mouth, even if he missed that day, he could have learned again a few years ago.
You would think we would know better for today's particular, especially right. Like, and we just had another scare, right? Wasn't there like numbers and shit going back up at some point and stuff like that? Like just recently?
Yeah.
It just boggles my mind when I see people not covering their mouths. You're a grown ass adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, the only thing I could think of is that you don't have no manners. You weren't taught it, I'm guessing. It gotta be that.
You gotta be dumb.
Because what? Not even your elbow? Like, you have nothing in your hands. Not even your elbow, though?
Not really, your elbow.
That really blows mine.
Not your elbow.
That's like, I expect that from a little kid.
Facts.
The kids that just go hacking, coughing out. Like, Mary, cover your mouth.
Like a cat. Cats do that. They just be coughing with their tongue sticking out. Right? You know, sidebar. It's a guy in my class, right? A man grown to say a guy in my class, but. Is a guy in my class, right? I call him Catman, right? Because when they moved, I had to move to the front because I couldn't hear the professor or whatever. So I sat next to him. So we started talking or whatever, and he started showing me like pictures of his cat. So I'm like, I'm looking as he's scrolling. I'm like, you got all pictures of your cat. I don't see no pictures of you.
Everything is in your cat. See, maybe like 2-3 pictures of him, but his whole camera roll was his cat. So every time we in the chat, like the classroom chat, he send memes of cats. So one day we was just sitting at the desk and he just swooshes by like a damn cat, man, fast to the front of the classroom. I was like, oh nah, I'm about to start calling him Catman. So the teacher was like, the TA was like, I keep telling this boy he don't listen. It's like you tell him that it's not this and he just wants to do it anyway. I'm like, because he's like a cat. Listen, I told you his name is Catman. Yo, so even a girl that I've been talking to, she said he ran across the highway mad fast.
What? That, he's really a cat.
I'm saying he's really the cat. I'm trying to tell y'all, cat man.
Damn.
More hilarious because he's skinny too.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was just my sidebar. Anyway, so that's it.
Let me see. All right, one more I got. So I was seeing this thing, because you know they got the writer strike going on, right? Right now in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And Drew Barrymore, you know, she has a talk show. And mm-hmm. she wanted to bring her show back. And I don't know the exact specifics on why or how, but she wanted to bring the show back. And then she started to receive backlash from the internet for, like, I guess saying, feeling like she's being inconsiderate of the strike and she should be standing with the writers and all of that, blah, blah, blah type of thing. Right.
Okay.
So now I'm reading that she released a statement that she said she decided to pause the show's return. And she's apologizing for anyone she's hurt and all of that. And what blows my mind about it is people really don't have, like, backbones anymore, it feels like. Like, it feels like as soon as the internet say jump,
that's something.
People it's say, like,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't consider because they scared of getting canceled.
Right. It's like, it's crazy to me.
It's weird as fuck.
It's so weird.
It's weird as fuck. They living their life for these people now.
That's it.
Crazy.
Like, people said nope, and so it's all right.
I'm so chill. It's no.
I'm not gonna do
people
it.
People said no, all right, so I'm not gonna do it. Right.
And it also brings me to selective outrage, like Chris Rock said, because there are other shows that are on the air still that never went off air, even despite the strike.
Right.
The View is still on, has been on since the strike. Tammy show still on, has been on since the strike. And I always wonder too, Tammy, what's her name? Tammy, damn, I'm drawing a blank. What's her name?
The lady with the short hair?
Yeah. Tamron Hall. I said Tammy. That's why I was staring off. I'm like, Tammy. Tamron Hall. Her show's been on since the strike, too. And I was always wondering, I was like, do they have, like, different writers or something? Because they still on despite the strike. But I don't hear nobody saying anything.
Mm.
Drew Barrymore says she want to bring her show back. And everybody mad.
They about to bite her head off.
Her neck off. Selective outrage, man.
Bite her damn head off.
Somebody said Bill Maher said F that, he's coming back, and still is Bill Maher, his show. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The same way they could be on, I don't know why the backlash.
They know the right people, I guess.
Right. And I'm sure in the same vein of why she want to come back is probably people got jobs. I mean, people need jobs. People need, mm-hmm. you know. And if it doesn't affect the strike in the way, you know, then I don't see what's the big deal. Like if WGA isn't slamming her, why the people are?
Because the people are retarded.
Now, not if the writer's strike is like, nah, Drew, then that's different. But I don't know. The internet. But all right, let's get ready to raise up, get up out of here. In the meantime, in between time, follow us on social media, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. And Instagram, follow us @Hollywood and Friends. Judy Blue, where you at?
Judy.Blue on Instagram. Here every Sunday at the same time. Judy Blue on Facebook. And Judy, and you can catch us on YouTube at Hampton Blue. Right?
That's right.
No, because I be always thinking that I'm forgetting network. Like, am I forgetting network?
On YouTube, no, you're not.
All right.
Be sure to follow me on social media @IAmHollywood. It's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Snapchat is TikTok is @IAmHollywoodNY. Follow our producer, Stacy, @HamptonBlueNetwork. All platforms, BLU is how you spell blue. And youtube.com/HamptonBlue. And that's it. Oh, one last note regarding the shows. I'm learning Bill Maher is a part of the Writers Guild. The others are SAG. Someone said they may have waivers to do their shows. I guess like Tamron Hall and The View and stuff like that.
Mm.
Possibly. But Bill Maher coming back, being one of the members of the Writers Guild, is being looked at funny because he's a part of them. So it's like, bruh, what you doing?
Oh. That's why
he's saying F that, he's still coming back. He should be the one getting the backlash.
Right.
Not Drew.
That's why he said what he said.
Yeah, I guess.
Because he was going to have something to say about it. He said what he said.
That part. All right, let's get ready to get up out of here. Thank you for listening. However you're listening, we appreciate you. Catch y'all on the next.
And we
out. Gentlemen, it's about that time when we get wild and crazy and we turn up in this motherfucker. So pull out your phones, turn them cameras on, turn them lights up bright.
Shorty wanna move with the shakers, shorty wanna be with the breakers, shorty wanna move from the fakers, shorty with the team like the Lakers. Hey, move with the shakers, said you wanna be with the breakers, said you wanna move from the fakers, said you with the team like the Lakers.
Feeling like they turned that heat on. Running this no cleat on.
Yeah.
About to put my street on. Ghost putting that beat on.
Yeah.
It's turn up season.
Huh.
They ain't no compete on.
No.
You just ain't me, huh?
No.
You just ain't me, huh? Just touched down from a flight, I hit up ATL. Stay up in that PL, must they know me well. Haters only looking just to see me fail. But that is not an option, nigga, can't you tell? Huh? Pulling up two-seater, shorty wanna follow the leader. Killing shit, Grim Reaper, you niggas might need you a preacher. Nah, shorty ass on breeder, shaking it like it's on seizure. Yeah, this shit so fever, about to win a whole new speaker. Shorty wanna move with the shakers, shorty wanna be with the breakers. Shorty wanna move from the fakers, shorty with the team like the Lakers. Hey, move with the shakers, said you wanna be with the breakers. Said you wanna move from the fakers, said you with the team like the Lakers. Stuntin' head to toe, oh yeah, you know what's up.
No.
Bottle to the head, oh, you don't need no cup.
Need it now.
2020 vision, that's the level up.
Yeah.
See me in my zone, so yeah, don't interrupt.
Do.
Feeling like they turned that heat on.
Hey.
Running this no cleat on.
Yeah.
About to put my street on.
Hey.
Ghost putting that beat on.
Yeah.
It's turn up season.
Huh.
They ain't no compete on.
No.
You just ain't me, huh?
No.
You just ain't me, huh? Got the section lit, it look like what the fuck.
What the fuck?
And we all getting money, call that Scrooge McDuck.
Screw.
But this ain't no casino, so don't try your luck.
Yeah.
Cause it won't be a DM if we hit you up. Shorty wanna move with the shakers.
Yeah.
Shorty wanna be with the breakers.
Yeah.
Shorty wanna move from the fakers.
Yeah.
Shorty with the team like the Lakers. Move with the shakers.
Yeah.
Said you wanna be with the breakers.
Yeah.
Said you wanna move from the fakers.
Yeah.
Said you with the team like the Lakers.